Picture Neil Harbison standing in line at the passport office in 2004, antenna protruding from his skull like some character from a sci-fi novel. Born unable to see color, he'd surgically attached a device that translates light wavelengths into sound, and after 15 years, something extraordinary happened. His brain rewired itself so completely that he now hears colors the way you might taste salt or feel warmth. He can perceive ultraviolet and infrared, ranges invisible to the rest of us. When authorities recognized his cyborg passport photo, they weren't just validating a quirky accessory, they were acknowledging something profound about what makes us human. We're the species that refuses to accept our biological limits. Through fire, language, art, and collective knowledge, we've transcended evolution itself, becoming something unprecedented, a global superorganism reshaping the planet. This is the story of how a curious ape became the architect of Earth's next epoch. Every atom in your body was forged inside an exploding star. The Big Bang created slightly more matter than antimatter 14 billion years ago. That razor-thin margin became everything we know. Stellar furnaces fused hydrogen into heavier elements, composing your bones and blood. Earth formed from cosmic debris 4.6 billion years ago, and an asteroid collision gave us the moon and seasonal tilt, enabling agriculture. Life emerged in Earth's oceans 4 billion years ago. Blue-green algae pumped oxygen into the atmosphere. The asteroid that killed dinosaurs 66 million years ago cleared space for mammals. Africa's Great Rift Valley fractured forests into savannas, creating the evolutionary pressure cooker that birthed our ancestors. Our primate forebears developed superior color vision to spot calorie-rich fruits, fueling larger brains. When Panama formed 3 million years ago, it redirected ocean currents, triggering ice ages that dried East Africa. Our story isn't a straight line. Modern humans interbred with Neanderthals and Denisovans when he migrated from Africa 80,000 years ago. Neanderthals had bigger brains and stronger bodies, yet vanished while we thrived. The difference? Population size. Larger, connected human groups accumulated more cultural knowledge and learned faster from each other. Evolution gave us the hardware, but culture wrote the software that made us unstoppable. Fire revolutionized human evolution by solving a critical energy problem. Tending flames demanded cooperation. Gathering firewood required larger bands, while cooperative hunting necessitated understanding others' perspectives, expanding our frontal cortices. Fire's greatest gift was resolving an evolutionary paradox. Human brains consume 20% of our energy despite being just 2% of body weight. A chimpanzee would need to eat 7 hours daily to afford a human-sized brain. We needed better fuel. Cooking provided that fuel, delivering 10 times more efficient nutrition than raw food. This evolutionary bargain shrank our guts, redirected calories to our brains, and enabled us to exploit foods other animals couldn't digest. Our jaws and teeth shrank proportionally, creating the anatomy needed for complex speech. Brain size exploded until hitting maximum limits around 200,000 years ago. Bigger brains meant dead mothers and babies. So instead of growing larger brains, we developed culture to amplify our existing ones. From mud, we made pottery, revolutionizing cooking and storage. Pottery led to kilns, which birthed metallurgy, copper, bronze, iron, each requiring greater energy mastery. Today, we wield 26 times our natural metabolic power, having transformed from biological creatures into planetary operators through accumulated cultural knowledge. In 1860, Burke and Wills led an Australian expedition that ended tragically. Despite abundant supplies, they starved when their support party left hours before their return. The indigenous Yandrawanda people offered Ngardu seeds, but Burke's arrogance drove them away before the explorers learned the crucial preparation method. They ate the seeds improperly and poisoned themselves with thiaminase, which destroys vitamin B1. Only one survivor rejoined the Yandrawanda and lived. The devastating irony, surrounded by food and equipped with intelligence, they died because they lacked cultural knowledge. The Yonderwanda knew to age the seeds, grind them thoroughly, leach them in water, and expose them to ash during baking to neutralize toxins. This wasn't information anyone could figure out alone. It was wisdom accumulated through generations. We traded biological adaptation for cultural versatility. Unlike species locked into specific environments, we survive anywhere by inheriting collective knowledge. Population size matters enormously. 3 items can combine 6 ways, but 10 items create 3.5 million possibilities. This explains why cultural explosions in Europe 40,000 years ago and sub-Saharan Africa 90,000 years ago coincided with population booms. Knowledge forms the basic unit of cultural evolution. Once the wheel existed, potter's wheels, wagons, and gears became conceivable, creating a ratchet effect where each innovation accelerates future progress. By firelight on an Australian beach, an Aboriginal elder dances, singing creation stories about Barnambeer, songlines passed down for perhaps 60,000 years, oral archives of cultural wisdom encoded in rhythm and narrative. Stories wield astonishing power over our bodies. Chinese Americans who believe traditional astrology linking birth years to specific organs die years earlier from diseases of those organs. The nocebo effect, placebo's harmful twin, explains how curses work. One physician saved a man dying from a voodoo curse by theatrically removing a lizard from his stomach, breaking the spell through counter-narrative. Our brains evolved to understand the world through story. We dream in narratives. Our inner voice narrates waking hours. Among hunter-gatherers, the best storytellers have the most children, valued even above skilled hunters. Groups with good storytellers show greater cooperation. Reading fiction measurably increases empathy toward people from different backgrounds. Then came writing, our most efficient tool for storing and transmitting information. Invented 5,000 years ago, writing democratized knowledge. Unlike oral stories that drift across retellings, books preserve cultural information reliably, enabling cumulative evolution. Writing fundamentally extended humanity's processing power, making visible the progression of ideas and enabling philosophy, logic, and higher mathematics. Human language requires comprehension at a different magnitude than animal communication. Chimps make 5 basic context-specific sounds. We create infinite meanings through flexible grammatical rules, and without language, we can't even think properly. People with aphasia struggle with basic cognitive processes because they lack the internal system to arrange thoughts. Human speech likely evolved from combining primate vocalizations with gestures. Bipedalism enabled better breath control. The descended larynx created space for tongue movement, producing vowels and consonants, though this evolutionary trade-off dramatically increased our choking risk. Language profoundly shapes how we construct reality. English speakers remember causality in accidents better than Japanese speakers because English explicitly names agents, while Japanese focuses on results. Jimmy Wales grew up in a one-room Alabama school, finding escape through a World Book encyclopedia. This sparked Wikipedia, 47 million articles across 299 languages, updated 10 times per second by 71,000 contributors. Despite not requiring qualified writers, Wikipedia's scientific accuracy matches expert-written Britannica. It succeeds through reputation. Facts require citations, editors earn rankings, and the collective functions through trust. Human altruism extends beyond genetic self-interest. Mirror neurons trigger empathic responses. When drivers let others merge, recipients pay it forward. Being nice is our cognitive default, less mentally demanding and often statistically beneficial. The prisoner's dilemma shows cooperation yields better outcomes than self-interest. Forced to decide rapidly, people instinctively donate generously in public goods games, becoming more selfish with time to deliberate. Yale's Human Nature Lab demonstrated that changing connection patterns between the same individuals could create either cooperative, happy societies or mean, uncooperative ones. Given minimal control, people naturally cut ties with defectors and bonded with cooperators, rewiring networks into pro-social structures.
Evolutionary anthropologist Robin Dunbar discovered primate neocortex size correlates with community size. Humans' larger brains enable meaningful relationships with about 150 people. Most human conversation centers on absent people, establishing reputations that help predict trustworthiness before direct interaction. In 1965, a Ukrainian farmer unearthed 150 mammoth bones, frameworks of four circular houses built 20,000 years ago. Each dwelling began with interlocking mammoth jaws as foundation, massive tusks forming roof supports. These represent humanity's earliest monumental architecture. The concept of home dates back hundreds of thousands of years. Neanderthals constructed circular stalagmite walls inside Bernicle Cave 176,000 years ago. Though largely nomadic, most hunter-gatherer tribes maintained semi-permanent settlements for feasting, rituals, and trade. Permanent settlements intensified pressure on local resources, forcing early settlers to cultivate gardens and corral wild animals. Agriculture produced five times more calories than hunting-gathering, allowing permanent settlements to outpopulate nomadic groups. The rise of agriculture coincided with environmental changes 11,000 years ago, when atmospheric carbon dioxide increased from 180 to 250 ppm, dramatically boosting plant productivity. Within 5,000 years, humans had domesticated all major food species. 60% of modern calories come from just three grasses: wheat, maize, and rice. The shift to agrarian culture permanently altered our environment and psychology. Unlike hunter-gatherers' transient relationship with landscapes, settlers made lasting changes, building with clay, altering rivers, deforesting, grazing, and eroding soils. Once we built our own world, we began seeing ourselves as separate and dominant over nature, valuing it primarily for resources. Cities became humanity's ultimate monuments, accelerating cultural evolution by concentrating diverse populations in dense environments that maximize interaction and innovation. We are creatures of time, yet our minds struggle with its passage. When French geologist Michel Siffre isolated himself in an alpine cave for 2 months in 1962, without external cues, his perception slowed drastically. He lost about a third of his 63 days. At Delphi, the oracle made prophecies influencing emperors' decisions for 3,500 years, embodying our evolutionary drive for prediction. Unable to time travel physically, we developed tools to see the future, using reputation to navigate socially and scientific inquiry to understand our environment. Over 12 centuries, astronomers and engineers developed prediction methods based on measurements and objective rules, creating universal truths unlike subjective cultural knowledge. Humanity is becoming a superorganism, Homo omnis, or homini. Like slime mold amoebae gathering to form a complex organism, our networked billions create something greater than the sum of its parts, with multinational corporations, worldwide platforms, and increasingly global governance. Our superorganism has created the Anthropocene, the age of humans. We've become a geophysical force, using two-fifths of land for food, controlling three-quarters of freshwater, and determining atmospheric temperature. Yet social improvements once thought impossible, abolishing slavery, women's rights, universal healthcare, were achieved through individual courage. Homini is formidable because it comprises billions of remarkable humans, including a quarter who are children, acquiring knowledge to solve our challenges. We've transcended biological limits before. Now we must transcend destructive habits, embracing our shared humanity, because the collective intelligence that reshaped Earth can heal it.